Kim, let's kick off with African football. Rwanda has been disqualified from the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition for fielding an ineligible player in a home and away series against Congo Brazzaville. As a result, the Congolese now advance to a group that includes Sudan, South Africa, and defending African champion Nigeria. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma tells us more about Rwanda's disqualification, and he also has other African football news.
Rwanda is disqualified from the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations at the Confederation of African Football revealed in Cairo, Egypt. Rwanda had eliminated Libya and Republic of Congo to advance to the main qualifying contest starting next month. According to CAF, the Rwandese fielded Birori Dadi, who is not eligible to play for Rwanda. Hence, Rwanda is disqualified and is replaced by the Republic of Congo. On a more cheerful note, Nigerian Falconets thrashed New Zealand 4-1 at the FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup in Moncton, Canada on Sunday. The Falconets advanced to the semifinals where they face North Korea on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Gabon held their hosts Ghana to a scoreless draw in their Orange African Under-20 Championship qualifiers in Accra on Sunday. Republic of Congo beat defending champions Egypt 2-0. Libya edged Ivory Coast 2-1. Cameroon and South Africa drew 1-1 as Zambia pipped Malawi 2-1. In Rwanda, Uganda's Kampala City Council authorities pipped Rwanda's military side APR 1-0 as Djibouti's Telkom and Kenya's Gor Mahia drew 2-2. The Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's Sekafa Kagame Club Championship on Sunday. Early on Saturday, Tanzania's mainland's Azam beat Ethiopia's Adama 4-1 as Rwanda's Rayon Sports edged South Sudan's Atlabara 1-0. On Friday, Burundi's Atletico edged Djibouti's Telkom 2-1. APR and Gor Mahia drew 2-2 as Sudan's El Merrek and Burundi's Vitalo drew 1-1. With the group phase over, defending champions Vitalo failed to qualify for the quarterfinals. Instead, Rwanda's APR, Rayon Sports and Police joined Burundi's Atletico, Azam, KCCA, Atlabara and El Merrek in the quarterfinals.
Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program. Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program. Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Nigeria, where the administration of football in the country remains in upheaval. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, reports.
Good evening, Africa. The trouble dug in Nigeria's football administration continues unabated, after World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, ordered the immediate reinstatement of the recently impeached chairman of the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, Mr. Aminu Megari. In a letter to the NFF, FIFA said the sack of Megari breached the Global Federation's statutes. It says the executive committee of the NFF shall also be reunified, as it was before the 2014 World Cup. FIFA also directed that Megari should preside over the August 26th election of the NFF, while all major decisions concerning Nigeria football should be shelved until after the election. This means the fresh contract to be issued to national team coach Steven Keshi will be delayed. On July 18th, FIFA lifted the ban it imposed on the NFF due to government interference. FIFA had banned Nigeria on July 9th after the executive committee was sacked in the wake of the country's exit from the World Cup finals in Brazil. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Monday, you'll see a photo of American boxer Anthony the Dog Durrell landing a left jab against Cameroonian fighter Sakio the Scorpion Bika in their WBC super middleweight title rematch near Los Angeles, California. You might say the dog was barking at the end in a rough-and-tumble encounter. Durrell won a unanimous decision to take Bika's WBC title belt. The judges scored it 117 to 110, 116 to 111, and 115 to 114. All in favor of the dog, Durrell. I watched the fight on Showtime television here in the USA, and I thought it was a fair decision with the dog, Durrell, landing the cleaner blows. But I wasn't ringside like Namdi Hollywood Moueta. And we'll get Namdi's thoughts later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Galala. Great show, bro.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to tennis, defending men's champion Rafa Nadal has pulled out of next week's U.S. Open in New York because of a wrist injury. The 28-year-old Spanish star suffered the injury during a practice last month, and he's been training recently with a cast on his right wrist. Announcing his withdrawal on Facebook and Twitter, Rafa described it as a tough moment because he loves the U.S. Open and the fans in New York. Nadal's withdrawal should make things easier for Swiss star Roger Federer, who counts 5 U.S. Open trophies among his record 17 Grand Slam singles titles. Federer warmed up for the U.S. Open by winning his record 6th hardcourt title over the weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio. The Swiss maestro defeated Spain's David Ferrer in 3 sets, 6-3, 1-6, and 6-2. Federer talks about his success in Cincinnati.
Maybe the conditions and feel comfortable. Probably also a good week to play good tennis, you know, sort of second or third week into the hardcourt season. Nice court, you know, I don't know. I really enjoy myself here. So I think combine all these things and with a title, I guess, I don't know when it was my first time here, but, you know, kind of always made you believe that you can maybe do it again. So, it was my most successful Masters 1000, I guess, so it has worked out really well for me. Very, very happy.
Roger Federer says he's also very happy with his coach, Stefan Edberg, the former Swedish star who won 6 Grand Slam singles titles of his own during his playing days. The 48-year-old Edberg began coaching Federer at the start of 2014. Roger talks about their relationship.
It's very comfortable, I must say. It's not awkward in any way, because it could be, you know. I don't know if you spent time with your idol. For me, it is was quite different in the beginning, getting used to that, you know, just seeing him every day, talking to him every day. It was not something I ever thought was going to ever happen. So I'm happy that the transition is in the past now, and, you know, we sort of like each other's company. We don't get bored of each other. We enjoy talking about tennis, but then we don't talk tennis all the time. So it's really comfortable. And from that standpoint, he's been a big help, you know. But the hard work has been put in there before he came onto the team, clearly. Especially last year, like I mentioned before, I mean, I had to grind it out so much and I worked so hard to get back into shape, and I'm happy he's been helpful in the process to get me back on, you know, into winning ways, really. So he's been great.
That Swiss tennis star Roger Federer talking about his coach Stefan Edberg, and Roger was speaking in the U.S. city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Meanwhile, American star Serena Williams also looks in good form ahead of next week's U.S. Open. Serena won the women's title in Cincinnati. She beat Ana Ivanovic of Serbia in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-1. Speaking after the match, Serena said it was definitely her best performance of the summer and hopefully not her last. Like Roger Federer, Serena Williams has won 5 U.S. Open singles titles, and she's the defending women's champion at next week's tournament, the year's final Grand Slam event. More football news. The U.S. men's national soccer team, which reached the round of 16 at the World Cup in Brazil, is lining up 4 friendly matches before the year ends. First up will be the Czech Republic, who will host the USA September 3rd in Prague. The U.S. Soccer Federation has also scheduled friendly matches against Ecuador in October and against Ireland, which will host the Americans in November in Dublin. In addition, the Americans are also working on another friendly in mid-October, with the opponent and U.S. venue to be announced. I'm VOA.